Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing with today's daf. today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph. Today's daf is daf Kuf. Today's daf is daf Kuf. We left off at the top of the page on Kuf Amud Aleph. At the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top of the page, 20a. Today's class should be for the Refuah, Shenema, Wal Chanim, Bichladam. Khimda Braham Khanjana and Mahan Kamani Fkasar Mamin Shalom and Sarada Bim Khani Fabad Bar Kamada Khavir Kamad Sir Shalom and Sir Fam and Amish Shaman Khanani Fabad Miriam Yudam and Yafa Khaya Sarah with Simha Rachel Bad Khanasi Mohammed Malka Miriam Bad Yahweh Alis about Miriam Khana Liana Bad Nomer Khalis about the Marasa Bakhana with the Mamaraha Dan Ben Esther Tzchak Ben Ordi Yaakov Ben Amalka Yishevan Eter Yom Nefa Yosef Ben Ben Nashu Ben Shemir Ben Ina Yosef Ben Efan Dina Medina Sem Chal Ben Efer Ben Amak Ben Shukat Ben Lu Dina Ben Amak Ben Shukat Ben Kama Adasem Ben Chamin Davina Ben Amalka Dina Sem Shush Ben Amalka Navat Ila Bat Ben Ina Tzchak Ben Efa Biga Dina Ben Esther Tzchak Ben Ali Tzchak Ben Sem Ben Zem Ben Chalim Ben Zem Ben Chalim Ben Avdil Ben Shmar Achel Bat Eliyahu Dina Ben Aron Tamar Ben Chalim Ben Ram Shem Ben Efer Ben Dina Ben Yosef Ben Shem Ben Shem שם המשך בודיהו, יעקב ונצחק, שם המשך בודיהו, יעקב ונצחק, נזכן, להבדיל הריון, דבורה בת מרים. Okay, boker tov, good morning, and welcome back. We are on Daf Kaf, Amud Aleph, 20a, at the top of the page, at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, עד שלא נמחקה מגילה, אמרה איני שותיו. Let's say, until the Megillah was erased. Before the Megillah was erased, she comes and says, I'm not drinking this. Megillata נגנזת. The Megillah goes into Gniza, ומנחתה מתפזרת על הדשן. And the mincha offering gets burnt and thrown onto the dishon, on the outside. ואין מגילתה כשרה להשקות בה סוטה אחרת. And her megillah is not kosher to be used for another sota woman. It was made for her, cannot be used for someone else. נמחקה מגילה, if let's say the megillah was erased, ואמרה תמאה אני, and then she comes and says, no, I'm תמאה. המים נשפחין, the water gets spilled, ומנחתה מתפזר על בית הדשן, and the mincha offering gets burnt. נמחקה המגילה, if let's say the מגילה was erased, ואמרה, איני שותה, and she says, I'm not going to drink, מערערין אותה ומשקין אותה בעל כורחה. We force her to drink, and we pour it down her throat. אינה מספקת לשתות עד שפניה מוריקות ועיניה בולטות. She's not even able to finish the waters until her face starts to turn sick, and her eyes start to pop out. והיא מתמלאת גידין, and she's filled with veins. והם אומרים הוציאוה, and they say, take her out of the courtyard, שלא תתמא את העזרה, so she does not make the courtyard תמא, תמאה. אם יש לה זכות, הייתה תולדה. If she has a זכות, it would delay the punishment. Even if she sinned, sometimes you have a זכות, and it delays the punishment, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. יש זכות תולה שנה אחת, sometimes it's 1 year. יש זכות תולה שתי שנים, sometimes it's 2 years. יש זכות תולה שלוש שנים, sometimes even 3 years. מכאן אומר בן עזאי, from here בן עזאי teaches, תדע, חייב אדם ללמד ביתו תורה. A person is obligated to teach his daughter Torah, שאם תשתה, תדע שהזכות תולה לה. If she drinks, she needs to know that it's a זכות that she has that is delaying the punishment. This is בן עזאי's opinion. רבי אליעזר אומר, רבי אליעזר says, כל המלמד ביתו תורה, לומדה תפלות. Anyone who teaches their daughter Torah, it's like they are teaching her תפלות. We're going to see in the Gemara what תפלות is, but it's like stupidity. And the Gemara is going to explain kind of, because if you're teaching her that the Torah that is saying that you have a zechut, then she's going to use this. We're going to see in the Gemara why. But this is his shita. Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua says, רוצה אישה בקו ותפלות מתאישה קבין ופרישות. A woman prefers to have a lot less, but have a better relationship with her husband than mitisha kabin, rather than having a lot uprishut and being separated. I don't know if this applies today, but this was the women in back in the day. They preferred to have much less and have good relationship with their husband than having a lot more but being separated from their husband. This was the Gemara, the Mishnah. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Chasid Shote. There's a Chasid Shote who doesn't have any halachot. We're going to see what this is. Virasha Arum, a naked chacham kind of. Ve'isha perusha, this magic type of woman, umakot perushin, and a woman who does some type of showing. We're going to see in the Gemara what this means. Hare elu mivalei olam, these four types of people are people who destroy and ruin the world. We're going to see all of this in the Gemara. Gemara begins. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir. Kishahaiti lamed Torah etzel Rabbi Akiva. When I used to learn Torah in front of Rabbi Akiva, Haiti metil kan kantom latoch adio. I used to put this type of ink inside, this type of ingredient inside the ink. Kan kantom was a type of ingredient that would not be able to be erased. Right? He used to put this ingredient inside the ink for the sotah. Velo amar li davar. And Rabbi Akiva never said anything to me. Kishabati esar Rabbi Ishmael. When I came to Rabbi Ishmael to learn, Amarli, he said to me, Bini, ma melachtecha? He said, what is your job? Amarti lo, I said to him, lavlarani. I'm a sofer, I write. So Amarli, he said to me, Bini, have a zahir shemelachtecha melechat shamaimi. Be very careful, because a sofer's job is the melacha of heaven. It's the melacha of shamaim. Shema tachzir otachat, ototir otachat. Maybe you forget one letter, you remove one letter, or you put one extra letter. Nimzeh atam acharib et kol ha'olam kulo. And if you do that, you destroy the whole world. Right? Imagine a sota woman, one letter was added, and the whole Megillah is not kasher. Now, it's all pasul, and we don't know. That would destroy the whole world. Amarti lo. So I said back to him, Davar echad yesh li sh'ani metil etoch adio. I put one ingredient inside of the ink. Vekan kantom shemo, and its name is kan kantom. Amarli, he said to me, Vechim metilim kan kantom letoch adio. Rabbi Ishmael said to Rabbi Meir, are you allowed to put this ingredient into this ink? Hatorah amira, the Torah says ummacha, erasing. Katav sheyachol limchot, it must be a writing, a type of ink that is able to be erased. If you put kan kantom, then you can't erase this ink. So then it becomes pasul. So, Maika Amarle, Umaika Kamadele. I don't understand. What did he ask him, and what did he respond to him? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Maika Amarle Rabbi Ishmael, Deka Mehadarle, Rabbi Meir, Davar Echad Yeshli Shose, Roshem Eino Mochek. He asked him, Rabbi Ishmael asked him, he said, be very careful, your melacha is melechet shamayim. Don't, you know, if you miss one letter, you add one letter, you're going to ruin the whole world. Okay? What did Rabbi Meir answer? No, I put kankantom in the ink. What does that have to do with this? So what was his question? What was his answer? What does that have to do with one another? So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamale." This is what he meant to say. Lo mi baya v'chaserot v'iterot v'bakiana. Rabbi Meir is saying, "Ah, don't worry about forgetting a letter, adding a letter. I'm affluent in that. I don't need to work on that." Ela afilu lemechash lizvuv. But even if a fly comes and sits on a letter, the dilma ativ yativ atageh the dalid u'machik le mashaved erish. The way a dalid looks, it's very similar to the way a resh looks in the Torah. So if let's say a fly comes and sits on my dalet, and he messes up the tag, the line, and he turns the dalet into a resh, instead of it being flat line, it becomes a little bit rounded off, and it becomes like a resh, he says, that won't happen. Davar echad yesh li shani metil letoch adyo, mekan kantom shirmo. I put this one ingredient inside the ink, and so therefore it will never erase. So the Gemara says, "Ini, is this the way the story went? He was learning by Rabbi Akiva, and then he went to Rabbi Ishmael, and Rabbi Ishmael told him, you can't put kankantom in the ink. Is that what happened? V'hatanya. We have a Braita the other way around. The Braita says, Amar Rabbi Meir, Shaiti lamed Torah etzel Rabbi Ishmael. When I used to learn Torah by Rabbi Ishmael, Haiti metil kankantom letoch adyo. I used to put this kankantom into the ink. Velo amar li davar. And he never said anything to me. Keshabati etzel Rabbi Akiva, asara alai. When I came to Rabbi Akiva, he said, no, you're not allowed to do that. So hold on, this is flipping the opinions. Over here it's saying Rabbi Akiva was the later rabbi. Earlier it said Rabbi Ishmael was the later rabbi. So the Gemara says, kashi ashimush ashimush. Kashi asara asara. It's difficult. Is it Rabbi Ishmael who was there first, who he was serving, and Rabbi Ishmael came afterwards, who said it was Asur, or the vice versa? So the Gemara says, Bishlam Hashimush Hashimush Lakasha. It makes sense that who he was serving first is not difficult. Why? Me'ikara ata lekamed Rabbi Akiva. At first he came to learn from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir came to learn from Rabbi Akiva. Kivan de lo matzei kam alibe, ata lekamed Rabbi Ishmael. Once he saw that he wasn't able to understand the learning from Rabbi Akiva, he said, let me go to a different Rebbe. So he came to Rabbi Ishmael, Ugamar Gemara. And he learned Gemara, Rashi says, HaMishnayot Setumot Kumo Shehen. He learned it Bekiut. He learned it a simple pshat, like we're learning the simple pshat of Gemara. He came to learn from Rabbi Ishmael the simple pshat. Once he got his skills of Gemara, of how to learn, then Hadar ata lekamed Rabbi Akiva. He went back to Rabbi Akiva, Savar Sevara. And he went to learn the Svarot, the Be'iyun, the Pilipulim, the inside, the in-depths of the Gemara. Okay, so that's what the story was by Shemosh. Ela asara asara kasha. But the Gemara says, who is the one who forbade the kankanton to him? Was it Riakiva? Or was it Rabbi Shmuel? It's a difficulty. The Gemara answers, yeah, you're right, kasha. These two Gemarot are difficult on one another. We don't have an answer. Tanya, we have a Braita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer hayah Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, Lakol metilin kankanton letoch adio. For everything we put kankanton, this ink that doesn't erase, into the ink. Except for the parasha of Sotah, except for that parasha. Rabbi Yaakov Amir, Rabbi Yaakov says, Mishmo, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Chutz mi parashat Sotah shal Mikdash. No, except for the parashat Sotah of the Beit HaMikdash. So what is the difference between these two opinions? So the Gemara says, Rashi says, what does it mean, Shabbat Mikdash shal kos Sotah v'Sotah, for every single Sotah meaning? So the Gemara says, "Mayim beinayu." What's the difference between the two opinions? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, limchok la mina Torah yikar beinayu. If you can erase it from a Sefer Torah, meaning, can you use a Sefer Torah, go to Parashat Sotah, and when it comes to a regular Sotah woman, go and erase those Sotah words from the Torah itself into the waters for her to drink? Or does it need to be a separate actual Megillah? So over here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Letana kama machkinan. According to the first opinion, you can erase from the Sefer Torah. The Rabbi Yaakov lo machkinan. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, you would not be allowed to, because it says chutz mi parashat Sotah shel Mikdash. That would be the difference between them, if you can erase from a Sefer Torah or not. So the Gemara says, v'hanei tanai, ki hanei tanai. That machloket tanaim that we just saw is like the following machloket tanaim. The Tanya, as the Braita says, ein megilata keshira lashkot basota acheret. Tanakama says, you cannot use one megillah for another sota woman to make her drink the waters. A megillah that's written for one woman cannot be erased to be drunk by another woman. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov, similar to the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov, the second opinion. And Rabbi Achai Bar Yoshia Omer, he says, Megillata keshira lashkot basota acheret. He says, no, when you write a megillah for one woman, it is allowed to be used for another woman. He holds like, it's similar to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, it doesn't need to be l'shem this woman. So this seems like the same machloket as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov that we had. So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Dilma Lohi. Maybe that's not the machloket. Ad kan lo ka'amar Tanakama hata. Maybe Tanakama was only saying, Ela kevan de intik l'shum Rachel lo hadra minteka l'shum Lea. Once you erase the waters and use it, and it's written for Rachel, it cannot work for Lea. Maybe that's what he was saying by the Megillah. Aval Torah di stamaktiva hachana min machkina. But the Sefer Torah, that it was written in general. The Sefer Torah wasn't written for any specific individual, it's for anyone. So therefore, maybe we can use the Sefer Torah and the part in the Sefer Torah that's for Sotah to erase from there. Maybe he would agree that you're allowed to do that. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Dilma Lohi, he says also, even on the latter case, no, maybe it's not the case. Ad kan, lo kamar Rabbi Achai Bar Yoshia. Over there, Rabbi Achai was saying, Hatam Elav Megillah. He was saying only in the case of the Megillah. The Ikhtuv, the Shum Alot Ba'olam. The wise, he said, you're allowed to use the Megillah for a different person that it was written for, because it was written for curses of the world. It was written for all types of curses, not for a specific, necessarily, individual. So that's why it would be allowed to be used for someone else. Aval Torah, Delehitlamet Ktiva. But maybe Torah that wasn't written for that purpose, it wasn't written for the curses, it was written for learning from. So maybe Hachinami Delo Machkinan, maybe he would agree that you're not allowed to erase. So maybe this is completely throwing us off from what we thought. So the Gwarna asks, we had an opinion of Rabbi Achai. He said, you write one Megillah for one Sotah woman, you're allowed to use that Megillah for another Sotah woman. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Acha Bar Yoshia, Leitle Katav Lagaresh Et Ishto V'Nimlach. If let's say a person writes a divorce to his wife, Mitzao Ben Iro, he finds a person in his city with the same name, V'Amarlo, and he said to him, Shmi Keshimcha, my name is like your name, V'Shem Ishti Keshem Ishtecha, my wife's name is like your wife's name, meaning he wrote a divorce for his wife. He didn't end up giving it to him, he changed his mind. So he says to this other guy, hey, you don't need to go get write a divorce, I have one. I have your name. My wife has your wife's name. Here, just take mine. So he says, does that work? So, pasul garesh bo. He's not allowed to use that to divorce his wife, because the divorce is written for his wife. So why doesn't Rabbi Achai say the same thing, that you cannot use another Megillah for another woman to erase for this woman? So Amri, you would say, Hatam v'katav la, marachmana. He says, no, over there it says, v'katav la, by the get, it has to be written for her specifically. So since the divorce has to be written for her, it cannot be written for another person. Bainam ketiva lishma. It must be that it's written, l'shem, this woman. So the Gemara answers, but hacha v'asal la. Also by a sota woman, it says, you have to do it for her, v'asal la. Meaning it sounds like it's written specifically for this woman. So how can a Megillah that's written for this woman be erased for another woman? So the Gemara answers, my asiyah, what does it mean? Ve'asa? It says mechika. It's talking about the erasing. Meaning the erasing has to be done for the sake of the specific woman that you want it to be done for. Not the writing. By sota. By get, it needs to be written for a specific person. But by sota, it can be erased for a specific person. Then the Mishnah said, Einam aspechet lishor ashpaneam or yikod. We said she doesn't even get to finish drinking until her face becomes sick, her eyes pop out. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is the author here? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon. He must be following Rabbi Shimon. The Amar makrivin minchata, v'achar kach mashka, and only afterwards he brings the mincha, and only afterwards he drinks the woman. The kama delo kerava minchata, lo bad kelamaya, until the mincha is brought, the waters don't check the woman. Meaning only once the mincha is brought, and then she drinks the waters, does the waters start check the woman. That's Rabbi Shimon. Dichtiv minchat zikaron maskeret avon. It's the mentioning of the sin. So the Gemara says, "Ema seifa." Go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Yesh laschut hayta tolala. If she has a zechut, it would delay the punishment. So the Gemara says, "Ata'an rabbanan." This is going like the opinion of rabbanan that says there's a zechut. Why? De'i Rabbi Shimon. If you go like Rabbi Shimon, ha'amar ein zechut tolala b'mayim amarim. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that a woman never has any delay in the punishment. If she's deserving of the punishment, it happens right away, he says. So that's not like our Mishnah. So hold on. The first part of the Mishnah said she has a zechut. The second part of the Mishnah said, the first part of the Mishnah went like Rabbi Shimon. The second part of the Mishnah went like Rabbanan. So who is our author of our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Amar v'chista ha'mani, who's the author here? Rabbi Akiva. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Amar makirud minchata v'achar kach mashka. First he has to bring the mincha offering, and only then she drinks the waters. Uvizchut savar lak rabbanan, and by zechut, by the delaying of punishment, Rabbi Akiva holds like rabbanan that there is such a thing as delaying of punishment, unlike Rabbi Shimon. There is a delay. There is a such thing as a punishment, like our Mishnah said.
But it's delay. They don't understand is. She is guilty or not.
Right? So sometimes the person did a lot of mitzvot and they get a delay in this world because they have zechuyot. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Vehem omrim, and then they said, Hotzi'ua, remove her from the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Maita ama, what's the reason? The dilma meta, maybe she's going to die. So the Gemara asks, Lememra, demet asur machane levi'a, is that coming to say that a dead person is asur to be brought into Harabait in the area of the Levi'im? Is that really so? V'hatanya, we have a braita. Tmemet mutar likanes l'machane levia. A person who's tameh from a dead person is allowed to go into the machane levia. V'lo tamemet bilvad amru. Not only a tameh person, ela afilu met atzmo, even the dead person itself. Sh'neimar v'aykach Moshe et atzmo d'Yosef imo. Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. Where did he take it with him? Imo b'mechitzato, into his mechitza, into his border, in machane levia of Harabait. So it's allowed to be brought. So why are we worried over here for a sota woman? Let her die. There's no problem. Amar Abaye says, Shema tifros nida. No, we're worried that she'll become a nida woman. And if she gets so scared and she becomes nida, then that's asur. Nida and zav and zavar are not allowed into this part of the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Lememra debiatuta mirapia. Is that coming to say that a woman who gets shocked, she becomes nida? She starts to bleed? Is that really the true? So the Gemara answers, yes, it is true. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says by the story of Esther, vatitchalchal hamalka meod. When Esther hamalka became very scared, what happened? Ve'amar Rav shepirsa nida. She became nida. The Gemara says. So the Gemara says, ve'ha anantnan. But we have a Mishnah, charada misaleket damim. A person, a woman who's in fear, it causes her blood to stop. She doesn't continue bleeding. So how can you say fear causes bleeding? So the Gemara answers, Pachdat samet bi'atuta mirapia. Fear withholds the blood. It causes the blood to stop. But bi'atuta, Rashi explains, pit'om, a sudden shock, a sudden scare, that causes her to bleed. That would be the difference over here. Then we said, yesh la zchut hayta tola. If she has a zchut for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years, that's our Mishnah. So mani matnitin, who's the author of the Mishnah? לא אבא יוסי בן חנן, סן אבא יוסי, ולא רבי אלעזר בן יצחק, נער רבי אלעזר בן יצחק, איש כפר דרום, ולא רבי ישמעאל, נער רבי ישמעאל. לתניה, זה ברייתא סייז, אם יש לה זכות, אם שיהיה לה זכות, תולה לה שלושה חודשים, she gets 3 month delay. כדי הכרת העובר, the amount of time it takes to recognize the baby. Right? 3 months until you can tell she's pregnant. Divrei Abba Yossi ben Hanan. That's Abba Yossi. Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak omer, he says, Ishkar Darom omer, Tisha Chodashim. He says, no, 9 months. Sheneimar v'nikta v'nizera zara. Ulahalan omer. And then it says, Zera Yavdenu Yesupar. It has to be Zera Hara'ui Lesaper. A child that has come into this world, it's the amount of time that it takes for a child to be born into this world, that is able to, not necessarily literally, but able to speak of the praise of Hashem because they're born into this world. So 9 months. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yishmael says, 12 Chodesh, 12 months. Va'afal bisha ein ra'ya ledavar. Even if I don't have a hint, I don't have a proof to what I'm saying, Zecher ledavar. I'll show you it hinted to in Tanakh. As the Pasuk says in Daniel, Dichtiv, Lahen Malka Malki Ishpar, he says to the king, he says, please take my advice, Alaych Chatayich Bitzdaka Peruk, Ishpar Alaych, it'll be befitting for you, Chatayich Bitzdaka Peruk, you can annul, you can redeem all of your sins with Tzedakah, Ve'av Yatach Bemichan Anayin, and your sins can be done by favoring the poor people, flipping the amud, and that will give you then you will have a long kingship, you'll live a long life. And it says all of these punishments ended up coming on Nebuchadnezzar. And then it says liktzat yarchin trei asar. It took 12 months, meaning he had this zchut of a delay for 12 months. So Yishmael is learning from here that you have something that's called a delay for 12 months of punishment. So what do you see though? The Gemara is trying to say that none of these opinions coincide with our Mishnah that said 1, 2, or 3 years. So the Gemara answers, no. Le'olam Rabbi Ishmael. Really the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Ishmael. Ve'ashkach kra de'amar ve'taneh. He saw this pasuk that said, Dichtiv ko amar Adonai al shelosha pishei Edom. Sometimes you have a 3x, that it'll delay something 3x. Meaning, we said 1 year, it can sometimes be 3 years. It can be 3x. And so he learns from this pasuk that sometimes Hashem delays the punishment. So the Gemara says, Umay afal pish ein ra'ya ledavar. Zecher ledavar. Why did he say, I don't have a proof? It was only hinted to. This is a very good proof to the author of our Mishnah, that it's 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. Why are you saying you don't have a proof? So the Gemara says, Dilma shane ovdei kochavim, dilum makpid dina alayhu. Maybe Hashem is different with the goyim. That he is not so makpid to give them punishment right away. So maybe he's trying to say, it's not such a good proof because this is by the goyim that Hashem is giving punishment. By the Yehudim, it's a little bit different. But the Gemara is answering, no, that's not the case. It is a good proof. Maybe that's what he thought. He thought it wasn't a good proof. But the Gemara is clearly bringing that it is a good proof because he is clearly the author of our Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started with a new Mishnah. We said, at which point, if she admits that she is Tme'ah, if we put the Megillah in Gniza, what we do exactly, or if we have to force her to drink the waters, depending on which point it is. Then, we started talking about Zchut, that sometimes a woman has a delay in the punishment. She'll have 1 year, 2 year, three year delay. And when we got to the Gemara, we were talking about who's the author of our Mishnah. And we understood from the end of the daf that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Ishmael, who kind of we hinted to that we can learn out it's either 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. But then we had a machloket as to Rabbi Meir when he was learning. Was he learning from Rabbi Akiva? And then he went to Rabbi Ishmael, who said kankantom, this non-erasable ink is asur, or the other way around. He was learning by Rabbi Ishmael, and then he went to Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara answers, he was first learning by Rabbi Akiva, he couldn't understand. Then he went to Rabbi Ishmael, understand b'kiyut, the simple understanding. Then he went back to Rabbi Akiva, and he understood the depth of the Gemara. But by the case of who is the one who made it asur, that's a difficulty with the two beraitot. And then, finally, as we got to the Amud Bet, we said, we tried to understand when it said that her face becomes sick, she couldn't even finish drinking, who is the author of the Mishnah? We thought maybe it's like Rabbi Shimon, who says you have to bring the minchah first and then you drink. And then we said, no, it says you have a zechut, you have a delay in punishment. That's like Rabbanan. So who is it like? We said, no, it's following Rabbi Akiva, who holds like Rabbi Shimon in the process that he says you bring the mincha first and then you drink. And he holds a Rabbanan, like the Rabbanan, who says that there is such thing as a zechut, that a woman can have a delay in the punishment and it won't happen right away. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai, Amen, Amen.